If we're going to have a 20th anniversary service, let me go out of my way and saying that the product of what you see here is a vision and the hard work of our pastor and his wife. But that torch has been carried on forward with his boys. I am thankful for their friendship. I am thankful for their leadership. I am thankful for when I was in this church, coming and visiting and trying to walk in and walk out, they each separate times caught me at that door and wouldn't let me leave without a handshake, without a conversation, without knowing that I was welcomed. I appreciate their friendship today because when I'm going through something, I know I have men that will pray with me. When we are just talking, sharing of our lives, I know I have men who will say, you know what, Rob, have you thought about this? And maybe have you considered this? Our 20th anniversary service cannot be taken apart from their work in this place also. They're also the evidence. They're also the fruit of what obedience to God will give you. I'm thankful for their example because it validates the work and it validates the decision and it validates the suffering and the discouragement that you would have had to have gone through in 20 years. To have children have your burden in your heart. To watch your example and to try to emulate and replicate. Hebrews 13:7 says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Folks, I decided that I wanted salvation. I decided that I wanted to make heaven my home. I decided that I wanted to know Jesus as my God and Savior. I do not have all the answers, and I'm confused along this path that I'm walking, and sometimes I get tripped up. But there is a man of God who has spoken the word, and I have considered the outcome of his life. I have considered the way he's been blessed and the decisions that he's made, and I've made a decision that I'm going to imitate and emulate, and I'm going to do my best to take the example of my leadership. So I have one ask for the congregation today. As we are looking to further our walk with God and making sure we're making the right decisions, consider the decision he had to make to come to Cleveland, to go to the unknown, through adversity, continue to be that example of what God wants in our life. To continually do it with passion and fire. Through his decision, through his calling, through his burning, he was able to save my soul. God used him, and through him, he had a place available to me. He had the right words for me. God was able to use him to reach me. So today we are celebrating 20 years, but I want to talk about the next 20. And I want to talk about the next 30. What legacy will this place be today? And I'm not talking about a Robert's legacy. I'm not talking about a COP legacy. I'm talking about an apostolic legacy in the city of Cleveland. Do we want a place of refuge for our children? Do we want a place of safety for our friends and our neighbors? What are we going to leave behind? It is time that we've considered our burdens. It's time that we've considered our calls. Will you take up? Will you sacrifice? Will you make that hard choice? His burden has saved souls. Will your burden save someone else's? Will your burden open a door and have an availability where souls can be saved? Today I'm asking you to emulate and to imitate the example that our leadership has given us. An example that has been compassionate and understanding and patient with us. 20 years, it's sacrifice. Are we ready to imitate that? Are we ready to replicate that sacrifice so that our neighbors and our friends can be saved? So that our families can be saved? I've been just thinking about this weekend Where would have I been 6 years ago if he had not reached out to me? If we are going to say thank you to our pastor this weekend, if we are going to honor him for 20 years, let's honor him by accepting our call, by accepting our mission, by heeding the burden that God has given us. Let us be an extension today of his vision, an extension today of his ministry. God, I pray that our pastor's burden is too heavy for his shoulders alone. That it'll take all of us to support him, to carry him, to uplift him, to continue our walks and grow in our own individual walks and path, so that God may use us to reach this city. I want to say thank you, Pastor, for 20 years. Thank you, Pastor, for your example. Thank you, Sister Roberts, for your friendship and for your love and your compassion to me and my wife. And for what you do for this church. It's time that we rise up and we begin to emulate and imitate and we begin to do the work of God to carry on this vision for the next 20 and 30 years. Thank you.